بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 110, Sharing Food. And Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعام الاثنين كافي ثلاثة وطعام الثلاثة كافي الأربعة. متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the food of two people suffices three, and the food of three people suffices four. Bukhari Muslim. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول طعام الواحد يكفي الاثنين وطعام الاثنين يكفي الأربعة وطعام الأربعة يكفي الثمانية. رواه مسلم. The Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the food of one person suffices two, the food of two people suffices four, and the food of four people suffices eight. So this chapter is sharing food. So when you share food, there's more people eating, there will always be enough, inshallah. The condition is obviously everybody has to say Bismillah. Don't let the shaitan eat with you. And if everybody says Bismillah, then there'll be barakat in the food, and two people's food will be enough for four. Fours will be eight. So if a person, you know, usually at home, when sometimes there's a da'wah or something, the wife starts panicking. Oh, more visitors came, and I only cooked for six, but 12 came. I say, well, these days 12 is going to feed 12, don't worry. And you'll be even more than that, inshallah. But that's the minimum, inshallah. So when we eat together, there's always barakah. But everybody should say Bismillah. When we eat, a person should say it loudly, Bismillah, Rahmaniyya, Bismillah, Allah, Barakatullah, Bismillah. So everybody remembers. When you eat, even at home, everywhere, even the children teach them, loudly, Bismillah. And everybody, because when a person says the dua loudly, and it won't be riya, it won't be show, intention that everybody reads it. Whenever you want to do anything, you want to save yourself from shirk-e azgar, the smaller type of shirk, whenever you do anything, make intention, when I do it, others will also do it. So it's also da'wat tabligh, and it's also they will start doing it, and you'll get the reward too. Ad-dalu al-kayd al-kafa'idihi. The person leading towards good is like the doer of it. So you said, Bismillah wa barakatuh, Bismillah ar-Rahman. So somebody might think you're doing riyah, you're doing show. Look at him, he's showing off, he knows how to read the dua. No. Your intention, well, Allah knows your intention. Who cares what people think? Then now everybody will read it. Hazrat Shaykh Qutb al-Aqtab Muhammad Zakiya rahmatullah says, sometimes our father in Fadail al-Ramadan, when he's mentioning i'tikaf, and then he says, sometimes when he used to come into the masjid, he'd read a dua loudly, Bismillahi daqaltu wa nawaitu al-i'tikaf. Ma'adumtu fil masjid, you can say that too. Bismillahi daqaltu, in the name of Allah I enter, wa nawaitu al-i'tikaf, and I do intention of i'tikaf, staying in the masjid. So all those qadims and all the friends and all the students who were with him, they would remember to do i'tikaf niyyah when they come to the masjid, whenever they come in the masjid. So whenever the hour, 2 hours you spend in the masjid. So that's teaching. So always. And this is benefit for all of us in the family. So if sometimes the parents forget, children never forget. And then there'll be barakat. So always remember, Allah enable us to do this.